Proverbs 19:1 says, "Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool." There have always been men whose lips are filled with nothing but perversion. Let's be clear about what we mean by perversion, because some automatically think of sexual perversion. But the word perversion simply means a turning from truth or propriety. Perversion can be connected with sex, but is applicable to any distortion of the truth. For example, when liberals, leftists, Marxists, or communists by any other name tell you that the First Amendment in our Constitutional Bill of Rights requires, quote, the separation of church and state, end quote, they are lying. Those words are nowhere to be found in the First Amendment. That is an example of a perversion of the First Amendment. What the First Amendment actually says is, and I quote, "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof," end quote. That simply means two clear things. Number one, Congress cannot establish a state church or a state religion. Congress, quote, shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. That's all that means. And secondly, Congress cannot prohibit the free exercise of religion. Again, quote, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, end quote. That means that what it says. The original intent and honest interpretation of the First Amendment is that simple. All other interpretations are a perversion. Laws keeping preachers from preaching on any matter of truth is unconstitutional. And we get these rights not from the government, but from God. The Bill of Rights is intended to spell out our God-given rights that government cannot violate. The Declaration of Independence declares that we are endowed with by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. But perverted leftist Marxists openly decry the fact that we believe that our rights come from God, and so they label us with the slanderous term in their minds of Christian nationalists. But they are perverted in their minds, and when they speak, they are perverted in their lips. And we must check ourselves to make sure that the public school and mainstream media brainwashing of the past few decades doesn't cause our lips to be full of perversion. For example, do you say that a person who supports the killing of unborn children is pro-choice? Or do you refer to them as pro-abortion or pro-murder, which is actually what they are? If you call them pro-choice, you're allowing your lips to be used to actually speak a perversion. The baby doesn't have a choice. Is a homosexual gay, or do you correctly refer to them as a sodomite? Have you allowed the words illegal alien to become perverted and flow from your lips with the words undocumented migrant? That's a perversion. It's not true. Is sex outside of marriage adultery, or do your lips call it by the perverted term of affair? We see this too often to list all the examples. Israel fights a war in Gaza, and when civilians are killed, the leftists and other perverts call it genocide. They're even calling a pedophile by the perverted term of MAP, which stands for minor attracted persons. In every case, it's a perversion of the truth. And better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Be careful with your words. Don't fall into today's politically correct Orwellian perversion. Guard your heart and mind and be intentional with your words. And may our words be biblical and based in truth and not perverse. Let us say as Job said in Job chapter 27, verse 4, "My lips shall not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit." Let us not have perverse lips like the fool.